Jack Fitzpatrick with this Bloomberg government on the President's Day. How was the President's January, Jack?
The President's January has been a little confusing, to be honest. There's been this waiting game with Russia and Ukraine, a back and forth over the attempt at voting rights legislation in the Senate, and then it looks like we're kind of getting back to some portion of the Build Back Better agenda. It's been, at least from Capitol Hill's perspective, a bit directionless and sort of a wait-and-see game to see if something major breaks through, and we'll see how the president responds to it. But it's been a strange month for January.
In January, and I go back to Carter and Burt Lance, I believe it was, do you look for a manpower adjustment at the administration at the White House?
They have been asked about that, I think it's fair to say, repeatedly, and they've said no, not yet. You know, on the legislative front, their struggles with voting rights, with the pushback to their tax and spending bill is not something that would necessarily address. On other issues, maybe the response to inflation, the slow response to testing needs on Omicron, you could certainly argue that the administration got behind on some issues that they needed to respond to. But you know, they've continued to say no on changing up the members of the team.
So, Jack, what's next up on the legislative calendar for this administration? Arguably, they need a win here. Anything teed up?
The next things up are less likely to be huge wins, but they could be losses if it goes wrong. They have to fund the government. The deadline is February 18th. Lawmakers really need at least a high-level deal to say, here's how much money we're going to give the military and non-defense, and hash out the most contentious issues probably this week in order to be able to meet that. If they settled into a full-year stopgap, that would be tens of billions of dollars left on the table just for the military alone. BBB still exists in some form. It's going to be rebranded, but it certainly is possible for them to get something through that's a climate spending and pre-K education measure. And that would be the kind of thing that they could campaign on in addition to the infrastructure bill. But it's obviously, it's still tough, and it would be much smaller.
Only a guy who lives inside the Beltway can go rebranding with a straight face. Jeff Fitzpatrick, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it this morning with Bloomberg government as he rebrands for February as well.